Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, as it is the first time my delegation takes the floor, allow me first to congratulate you for your accession to the chairmanship of the 10th meeting of states parties to the Convention on Cluster Munitions. Rest assured of Belgium's full support. Belgium would also take this opportunity to congratulate once again Switzerland for its presidency of the second review conference of our convention and the adoption by states parties of the Laws and Action Plan, providing a robust guidance towards the complete fulfillment of our commitments. My delegation aligns itself with the statement that will be delivered by the European Union and would like to make the following remarks in its national capacity. Mr. President, the use of cluster munitions causes indiscriminate and unnecessary suffering, maiming in particular civilian populations. Belgium is deeply concerned of its extensive use in Syria, Yemen, Libya, Nagorno-Karabakh, and more recently, Ukraine. We condemn Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, constituting an unjustifiable, unprovoked, and illegal war, threatening the regional peace and the security of millions of citizens. My delegation urges Russia to immediately cease its aggression and to completely and unconditionally withdraw all of its troops from the entire territory of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders. Meanwhile, we call on all actors in all conflicts to refrain from using cluster munitions, which use is irreconcilable with the principles of international humanitarian law. Mr. President, the Convention on Cluster Munitions entered into force more than 10 years ago. Year after year, the family of states party has grown, showing the relevance of its purposes. Nevertheless, the pace of its universalization seems to slow down those last 2 years. However, as already mentioned, we are facing numerous situations illustrating the need for a complete prohibition of cluster munitions. We therefore welcome any effort made in order to continue growing the number of states parties and salute your actions, Mr. President, on this topic, and in particular the regional workshop organized in March in Abuja. We also salute the participation of South Sudan and Zimbabwe in this workshop and encourage them to join the convention. The continuous use of cluster munition and the new extensive use of it in Ukraine will inevitably lead us to an increase in the numbers of casualties in the upcoming years. It is therefore crucial to keep maintaining a high level of commitment, including adequate funding for the removal of explosive ordnance. In this regard, Belgium is pleased to mention it gave this year another 2 million euros funding for clearance efforts of UNMAS in Iraq and Syria. My delegation wishes to recall that the provisions of adequate and inclusive victim assistance is an obligation to all states parties of our convention. It is equally essential to allow survivors to exercise their rights and to participate in a full and equal manner in society. No victims should be left behind. When it comes to victim assistance, we also wish to stress the importance to ensure synergies and linkages, where possible, with other relevant conventions such as the Antipersonal Mine Ban Convention and the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Finally, Mr. President, Belgium is concerned about the financial situation of our convention. The payment of annual contributions in full and on time is a key obligation of the treaty that bears witness to our collective political commitment to the CCM. We therefore urge all states parties to pay their contributions in full and on time in order for us all to demonstrate that political commitment is paired up with concrete actions. I thank you, Mr. President.